This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best-priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to today. Sarah Sanders, no longer part of the Trump administration. Her dad will be here to discuss what happened and why. Kayleigh McEnany will check in from the campaign trail. But in the green room, General Jack Keane joins us to talk all things Iran right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman.
And that was their boat. That was them. And they didn't want the evidence left behind. I guess they don't know that we have things that we can detect in the dark that work very well.
All right. So will we or will we not respond? Did Iran do it? Did they not do it? Depending on who you've heard talking in the last 24 hours, you've heard everything from apoplectic, we're on the verge of war, to we're not going to do anything because to do so, to recognize it would just be to stir up trouble in the region. I actually had someone tell me yesterday, maybe it's time for an old military strategy to put be put back in place in that region of the world, and that is two carriers in the Straits of Hormuz, because one of them might be more vulnerable than two of them would be. Let's get some actual military strategy and perspective on this. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general, former vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army, the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst. And he is kind enough to share his insights with us at Kevin McCullough Radio on a regular basis. General, it's always good to have you. And before we go any further, let me wish you a happy Father's Day this coming weekend. I hope it's a good one for you.
Well, thank you. The same to you. Appreciate that.
Let's talk about what happened first. And there seems to be some people saying different things now. So the tanker owner says that they don't believe that it was torpedoes or mines because they say the wound to the ship was higher than the water level. What's your take on where we're at with the discovery of what happened, General?
I don't think there's any doubt that what's happening here with the four tankers in the Gulf of Oman a couple of weeks ago, and now with these two tankers, this is the Iranians. This is their thumbprint. They have the capabilities. They have the training. They have the pattern of behavior. There's no one else in the region that fits what I just described. And now we also have a video with them taking the bomb off above the borderline, I may add, on a ship. So that the evidence doesn't fall into somebody else's hands.
Gotcha.
And clearly, the intelligence community has information that they're not providing to us because it would lead to sources and methods. But I think the next step is for the national security team and the Trump administration to share the intelligence with our allies in the region, to strengthen their resolve so they know without equivocation that Iran is in on this. They know this more so than the Europeans and the Japanese. Share the information with our other allies, particularly Japan. It is shameful what they did to Prime Minister Abe. They blew up one of his tankers while he's trying to negotiate with the Iranian leadership.
Right.
Also share with the Europeans. Now, the Europeans are troublesome because they want to provide backdoor trading to the Iranians and avoid U.S. sanctions by not using the U.S. financial system and the U.S. dollar. Whether they're able to do that or not, I don't know. But I nonetheless talked to them about what the Iranians are doing. They may be in the camp of the Iranians who are trying to suggest their strategy here, so our audience understands this, is why is Iran escalating? Why are they doing these attacks? Why are they disrupting the oil in the region? They're doing that because they want pressure to be put on the states by the international community to stop their coercive diplomacy in terms of sanctions imposed on the Iranians. That's
right.
That's the Iranian strategy.
Basically,
the administration is not.
Basically, they're admitting, I guess, General, is what you're saying, that the maximum pressure campaign is working. And
there is no doubt. And we have good evidence of that, that it's working. It's leading to food shortages, power outages, civil unrest. Yeah, the real is devalued significantly. Inflation somewhere around 37%. The economy is contracting significantly. Unemployment, particularly among young people, is staggering. So, yeah, huge pressure on the regime. Since the early 1980s, they have never had this kind of pressure on the regime, except when they were at war with the Iraqis for 8 years. So that's where the Iranians are. I mean, so after we talk to our allies, I believe what we should be discussing with them is we should now start escorting the ships through the Persian Gulf. And our allies, those in the region and anyone outside the region who would want to help make certain this area stabilized, was back in 1987 and 88 in the Reagan administration. And here's the kicker. We got to be prepared. It's likely the Iranians will escalate when we begin to escort the ships.
Right.
What happened in 1987, so our audience recall, we had reflagged the Kuwaiti tanker because the Iranians were attacking Kuwaiti tankers. So we put a U.S. flag on a Kuwaiti-owned tanker, and we ran it down the Straits of Hormuz, and they attacked it. Reagan then ordered an attack on two Iranian oil platforms in the Rostam field, destroyed those platforms, a measured, deliberate attack. We began escorting ships to the Straits of Hormuz in 1988. One of our frigates, a warship, hit an Iranian mine, severely damaged it. Reagan ordered an attack on the IRGC's naval staging bases and destroyed many of their vessels, and another attack on two additional oil platforms. The crisis ended as a result of that limited, measured attack. Now, critics of the Trump administration and likely some allies of us will say, well, you can't do that because that's going to lead to war. And that's always a false choice. They say it's all-out war or the status quo. That was Obama's use of force when it came to Syria. Either it's 150,000 troops or all-out war, you know, or the status quo. But there's lots of things in between that you can do. And Reagan certainly understood that and gave us a measured, deliberate military action that was designed for deterrence, not for provocation. And as a result of that, it worked.
Well, and I have
Iran
to think, General.
Not want to go to war with us, Kevin.
I have
Iran
to think.
Not want to go to war with us.
I have to believe that. And I have to also believe that if they've watched Trump do anything militarily, it has been deliberate, measured, and pinprick accuracy attacks in Syria, their ally. Under certain circumstances where the red line was put down and they crossed it. And I have to think that Russia and China and Iran and North Korea all kind of view us differently now than they did when President Obama was there. It'll be interesting to see exactly what the strategy is. I've asked some of my military sources if they think that there's going to be a direct reaction to what has happened that's more military and strategic in terms of like a bombing of a facility or something like that. And that seems to not be being thought of right now. But it is also interesting, General, because Iran has billboards up all over their country right now. I saw it on Drudge earlier today where they show illustrated Israeli and American ships, and the caption on the poster is, "We drowned them all." They're really trying to do something. They're trying to pick a fight of some sort, and I just think they better be careful what they wish for, because I think with Trump, he'll over-deliver, as he usually does. Anyway, General, always appreciate your insights, and thank you for taking time out on your busy Friday before Father's Day to be with us.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
You too. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not going to be the press secretary after the end of this month. What does her dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, have to say about that? He joins us next. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and show times at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you tried the two-pack of the MyPillow premiums yet? Only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And the offer is only available right now at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Now, ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, and I didn't have it with me when I went to Atlantic City earlier this week, and I was kicking myself for it, I don't get interrupted sleep when I sleep on the MyPillow. I do when I don't have them. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat or lifeless pillows. My pillow has changed everything. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape. It gives the support under my neck in just a certain weird way that only my neck needs. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. and a 10-year warranty. And, of course, it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Did you even check to think to ask? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums, $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Again, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Is one of the longest serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
Well, and I don't claim to know Sarah Huckabee Sanders well. We've worked together on a couple of things, but I know her dad much better, who's joining us now. And Governor, I got to tell you, when I got the update last night, there was a little piece of me that just sank because, and I'm gonna read to you from a text that I got from a millennial friend of mine, who I do not think voted for Trump. But let me read you what this young millennial said. He said, this may sound like a semi-hot take, but I really believe this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' legacy, what will it be? The best press secretary in the history of the nation and perhaps the most competent member of the Trump administration. And I thought, man, for a young millennial to feel that way about someone who had to go in there and literally beat three-year-olds over the head every single day in the press room in the White House. You have to be smiling when you hear that take, Governor.
Well, I am smiling not only for her, but about her. And
There's a side of me, you know, I'm sad because I think she's done a terrific job for the country and for the president. But there's a side of me that I'm glad she's going to be able to have more time with those adorable children of hers.
Right.
And I know that's really the driving decision. I can assure you, and I say this, and I say it, you know, sworn on a stack of Bibles, there was nothing negative. She loved her job. She loves this president. She considered it the greatest honor of her life to be able to do the things she's done. He has given her access to the point that when they sat at the table with Kim Jong-un, she was sitting right across from it. When she was in England, she went to Buckingham Palace for dinner. Next day at lunch, sat next to Prince Charles. He not only saw her as a press secretary, but as a trusted confidant. And for all the people who bash Trump all the time, I want to say something to them. No one could have treated my daughter, and believe me, as a dad, I would feel and say differently if it were true. No one could have treated her more respectfully, more graciously, more kindly, with greater dignity than President Trump treated my daughter. And when I hear people talk about what a horrible person he is, or how unthoughtful he is, or how mean, or how unprepared he is, or how whatever the criticisms are, you know, my daughter is one of the few people who can set the record straight. And she, to this day and for the rest of her life, will always talk about what an incredible person that Donald Trump is, and really the kind of job he's done as president. And she'll always be loyal to him and grateful.
Yeah. Well, and I think it speaks loudly of not only her character, but also of her background and her upbringing by you and Mrs. Huckabee, and all the stuff that you built into her life, given her that fierce spirit of knowing what's right and to pursue that and so forth. And I think you have to take a certain degree of real satisfaction, Governor, that if all of us could watch our kids do what you've had the chance to see your daughter do over the last 2.5 years, it'd probably be pretty cool, especially if a millennial that didn't vote for her boss is recognizing her performance that way. And you know what? It's not even fair, Gov, because she was lambasted not just by the morons that populate the White House press corps, but, you know, she had to endure that stupid White House correspondence insult a couple of years ago. She's had to deal with some of the most ridiculous accusations and questions and other things be continually lobbed at her. And she does it like a duck swims in the pond. Like, she just doesn't. I don't know if that's the way it was personally for her, but the public image was she was undefatigable, if that's the word. You couldn't get her down. And that was, I think that is what the country needs in that position.
She never took it personally. She didn't go home and crawl up in a fetal position and cry. She let it roll off of her. She didn't take it personally. And that's even when people in the Atlanta airport on an escalator were yelling at her in front of her children, making them cry, but not her. It's when she's thrown out of a restaurant or yelled at in a public place because of who she is or who she works for. It's when she's getting attacked brutally, sitting in front of 1,200 people on a nationally televised stage at the Correspondents' Center, and with the classless so-called comedian taking cheap shots at her and her appearance. She sat there, graciously took it, and even when asked about it later, just said, you know, all I can do is handle the response, and I'll just choose to not worry about it. And frankly, I'm not sure her old man could have been as kind and gracious as he has been, not just there. I've got to mention this. The little toad, Brian Stelter from CNN,
right,
who fancies himself a media expert, he tweeted a vicious little tweet about how that her legacy will be ending the press briefings. And let me tell little Brian something. It wasn't Sarah who ended the press briefings. It was the jerks at his network, CNN, who grabbed mics, hogged cameras, made fools of themselves, and tried to turn the press briefing into their own personal television
circus
show.
Yeah.
And the president said, heck with this. I'm not going to turn the White House press room into Jim Acosta's personal childhood playground. And so he just said, I'll talk to the press myself when I'm walking out to the helicopter. You'd think they'd be grateful for that level of access, but no, they whined about that. But she loved him in the press briefings. It wasn't because she didn't want to do it. But I think the president got sick of watching her go out there and be insulted by April Ryan and other of those people who call themselves journalists. And if they're journalists, then I'm quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys for the Super Bowl.
There you go. All right, Governor. Well, congratulations on job well done. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are pressing us right now, because there's a lot of discussion about, you know, what we do with Iran. And I just spoke with General Jack Keane, but I'm just curious, as someone who deeply cares about this, what's your take?
Well, I think Iran is definitely trying to poke at the bear and see what will happen. They're making some stupid mistakes. But I also think the president is showing what a lot of people don't think he has, which he in fact does have. And that's an extraordinary level of restraint when it comes to using the U.S. military and putting us in a position where we just can't get out of.
Right.
I'm grateful that we're not just rushing into a war, because the length, the scope, the breadth of that, and the results of that are not necessarily well-defined, and he's doing everything possible to find a solution that does not involve military action. Good for him.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. In fact, I think I lost a lunch bet on Monday because I told somebody I thought we would take action by now. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Anyway, Governor, real quickly, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Marsha Blackburn's going to be with us. We'll talk about her stand in the Senate, thank God, that stopped that ridiculous idea that basically puts the president in the crosshairs over his comments to Stephanopoulos, which were casual. We've got Jonathan Cain from Journey, who's going to be with us, and it's going to be a great show, as they all are, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday, 8 and 11 on TBN.
I just feel compelled to tell you to don't stop believing, Governor. Or was that the wrong band? Did I get the wrong band? I don't know.
No, that's the right band. Who wrote
right.
the song.
Very good. Governor, as always, thanks. And if you do have the opportunity, please give Sarah my personal thanks for all she's done for our country in the days just past.
Will do. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Lots of the Friday edition still ahead. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, maybe you're like me, you're in a place, you're all stressed out, you don't know what you're going to do, you're not getting your fruits and veggies, do what I do. Three capsules twice a day, that's it. And in that process, that daily dose of balance in nature, I'm getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Dr. Howard once described it as having 10 big salad plates full of those 31 fruits and veggies and ingesting those 10 platefuls of those 31 fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you know what that does in your system? It gives you immune fighting ability. You're able to fight disease. You're able to hold off those negative bacteria and viruses. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. You improve the quality of your life. You even see progress in medical situations that you hadn't had before. When you experience the balance of nature difference, you're going to be hooked. And so for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you tried the two-pack of the MyPillow premiums yet? only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And the offer is only available right now at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Now, ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, and I didn't have it with me when I went to Atlantic City earlier this week, and I was kicking myself for it, I don't get interrupted sleep when I sleep on the MyPillow. I do when I don't have them. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat or lifeless pillows. My pillow has changed everything. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape. It gives the support under my neck in just a certain weird way that only my neck needs. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And, of course, it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Did you even check to think to ask? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums, $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Again, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. For the last, well, every day this month, and for the last couple of months before that on a weekly basis, I've been trying to help us have a greater awareness and a greater understanding and a greater appreciation of what Alliance Defending Freedom has been doing. And I'm really grateful that we've been able to have these conversations. Today I don't have a guest from ADF with me, only because I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk to you directly about this. Alliance Defending Freedom needs to develop partnerships here in the New York area with my audience, Kevin McCullough Radio, across the country, here in New York, etc. But they need people that kind of get what they're doing to help it continue to be there for people that need it in the days to come. And to be candid, we set a very modest goal. We were hoping that in the month of June, we could have 50 people become partners with ADF. Just 50 people out of the several hundred thousand that listen to Kevin McCullough Radio in just the New York tri-state area alone. We were hoping that 50 would say, okay, for a one-time gift of $100, I'm going to become a partner with ADF, and I'm going to stand with them as they fight the fight for what's going on. And did you know that in the length of time that we've been seeking out those partnerships, just in the last 2 weeks, two of the biggest cases that had already been adjudicated once, in one case twice at the Supreme Court, the Baronell-Stutzman case and then the Masterpiece Bakery case. Both have now had new legal threats come to those defendants. And friends, here's what's happening. Very left-leaning, very liberal, very America-hating organizations, George Soros, the ACLU, some of these folks that are just dead set determined to ruin First Amendment and religious expression in America as we know it, are the ones funding these lawsuits. They have deep pockets. They have big billionaires backing them. And so what it takes for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be able to defend those people in those cases, because they're very middle class folks. These are folks that, you know, they're small business owners. They operate on a shoestring. They have to meet payroll every month. They're doing everything they can just to keep their employees paid and all of their necessary operational expenses going on. They can't go hire a big law firm and wager a Supreme Court level battle over the First Amendment. But these municipalities, states, and these big liberal progressive organizations seem to have a bottomless pit when it comes to their willingness to go after people that they just simply disagree with. And it doesn't matter, friend, if you think that gay marriage is right or wrong. It's not about gay marriage. What it's about in the Masterpiece Cake Bakery case, it's about someone who has a belief.
So take the Christian and the gay marriage part out of it completely. Let's say that there was a Muslim immigrant operating a bodega, but the city of New York told him, you have to start selling all kinds of products that your faith deems unholy, pork products and pornography and other things that you have to sell them regardless. Well, the ADF is there to help that person say, no, I have a conscience. I believe in things, and that belief is protected by the Constitution of the United States. In the Masterpiece case, it just happens to be that the person that bakes the cake actually even referred other bakeries to the client. In the Bernal Stutzman case, she had known the customer that ended up filing that case for years, had served him for years. But when he said, I want you to do the cake for the wedding, she said, well, that then has me participating in the wedding, and I can't do, my faith won't allow me to do that. But again, here's a list of a number of other bakeries that will do that. Losing the business, willing to lose the business to help the customer, but not be forced to violate her own conscience. That's what being a partner with ADF is about. It's about not forcing people to do things that in their heart they feel and know for themselves are wrong to do. Friends, we've only got a couple of weeks left in this campaign, but we need a couple of dozen of you to yet go to the phone and become an ADF partner. So on this Father's Day weekend, if you think dads have the right to be good dads and to speak and to express themselves, would you make a partnership in honor of Father's Day? 800-569-1559 is the number, 800-569-1559. You can also give online if you want to at am970theanswer.com. Just click the ADF banner at the top of the page. But consider making a gift and becoming a partner of ADF, because they're going to fight for your rights now, and they'll protect the rights of your children and grandchildren in the years to come. And they never charge a dime for their services. 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Kayleigh McEnany checks in from the Trump 2020 campaign trail. Big rally happening next week. We'll ask her all about it. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, maybe you're like me, you're in a place, you're all stressed out, you don't know what you're going to do, you're not getting your fruits and veggies, do what I do. Three capsules twice a day. That's it. And in that process, that daily dose of Balance of Nature, I'm getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Dr. Howard once described it as having 10 big salad plates full of those 31 fruits and veggies and ingesting those 10 platefuls of those 31 fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you know what that does in your system? It gives you immune fighting ability. You're able to fight disease. You're able to hold off those negative bacteria and viruses. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. You improve the quality of your life. You even see progress in medical situations that you hadn't had before. When you experience the Balance of Nature difference, you're going to be hooked. And so for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 1-800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you tried the two-pack of the MyPillow premiums yet? only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And the offer is only available right now at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Now, ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, and I didn't have it with me when I went to Atlantic City earlier this week, and I was kicking myself for it, I don't get interrupted sleep when I sleep on the MyPillow. I do when I don't have them. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat or lifeless pillows. My pillow has changed everything. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape. It gives the support under my neck in just a certain weird way that only my neck needs. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And, of course, it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Did you even check to think to ask? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums, $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Again, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. It's truly an honor.
Great person. Great person. Thank you, Sarah. She's a warrior.
Boy, that's an understatement. And you may have noticed we kind of moved things around because normally Governor Huckabee comes here in the D block. Because we like to give you a preview of a show and so forth. But because of Sarah's announcement, we thought, you know, it'd be good to have Governor Huckabee a little bit earlier in the hour. So swapping places is his former intern and someone who knows a little bit about what it is to be a spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. I know that you have great appreciation for the Huckabee family as a whole and for Sarah's tenacious seriousness with which she brought to the job. What are your thoughts on the career of Sarah Huckabee in the White House?
Yeah, it is hard to overemphasize just what role that she has played. She has been an incredible asset. They are so lucky to have had her at the administration. And to be able to balance grace and toughness is a very difficult thing, but she did it with elegance, with integrity, and she has a very bright future ahead. There's just simply no doubt about that.
I think I know someone that might make a really good replacement for her, by the way, and she might be currently employed on the campaign staff. But, I think I'm going to start a write-in campaign for Kayleigh McEnany as press secretary.
Hey, you are so kind. I always say wherever the president wants me to be, that's where I am over the next 6 years.
Yeah,
I love being with the campaign, but where he wants me to serve, I'm at.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do there. Kayleigh, let's talk about real stuff for a second. This story breaking across the wires this afternoon, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, according to CNN, so, you know, one of those right wing outlets, has 5200 adult immigrants. Listen to this. Those of you on your way home, listen to this carefully. 5200 adults. Immigrants right now in quarantine because of mumps or chickenpox exposure. Now, we have talked endlessly, Kayleigh, on this show about the importance of immigration reform. But what does this represent if at 39 detention centers, you've got 5,200 people that have diseases that were previously pretty much dead in our country?
Yeah, it says a lot. It says that we need to know who's coming into our country. Of course, we feel for anyone who's a refugee. We have asylum laws. We have refugee laws. Those are there to be used and to be used appropriately. But to not know who's coming into our borders, that means there's a lot that accompanies. You know, you listed out these diseases that are very unfortunate that are happening to these illegal immigrants who have come over. In other cases, we've seen, of course, criminal cartel members, drugs pouring across the border. There's a lot of byproducts that you have to consider, but of course the left never does.
Well, and that's why they've got, you know, if CNN's reporting this, then it's mainstream. Mainstream understands. And I have to think on some level the American people go, huh, I wonder if it's such a good idea to just let diseased populations just cross our southern border. Like, you know, I think they start evaluating the president's position of saying, hey, let's move the Mexican troops all the way to their southern border and let's start stopping these caravans before they begin. You know, that makes a increasingly more sense when we hear these kinds of reports.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes more sense. And it's amazing that Mexico has done more than Democrats have done at this point to stop illegal immigration. And hey, if Democrats won't step up and stop illegal immigration at our southern border, we're going to have to depend on Mexico to stop it at theirs. And let's hope they follow through on what is a real historic agreement, what they've agreed to. And it only came after the president's tariff threat. Good for him. But yeah, it's time for Mexico to step up. And that's just what it's come to, because Democrats just won't act.
Yeah. Hey, let's shift gears a little bit. There was speculation that there were people that were calling for Kellyanne Conway to be tossed out of the White House. Of course, it's ironic that some of the presidential candidates that actually were saying she needed to have that happen to her violated what they supposedly said she violated far worse in their own past. But where are we at with the Kellyanne Conway drama as we head into Father's Day weekend?
Yeah, you know, the president stood by her, said that she has rights to free speech like anyone else. She does have constitutional rights that she did not surrender at the door when she decided to serve. And this is partisan. I mean, blatantly partisan. To have this handed over, this memo about violations at 5 p.m. on May 29th, and she was expected to respond by the next morning at 9 a.m., shows the partisan nature. And for Josh Earnest to be able to smear the president from the White House podium and the White House briefing room, and he doesn't get a hashtag violation, but she does for her personal social media account. I think that says all you need to know.
Well, and I think that the average person thinks that Kellyanne Conway is probably smarter than most of the people accusing her of this stuff right now. So I don't know that there's a lot of credibility there anyway, but we'll move on. Hey, there's this other kind of ruminating story that continues to kind of pop up. They're trying to say that the president is now friendly to foreign powers, basically helping him cheat in elections. That's the way the mainstream press is spinning it. Why do they have such a hard time getting it wrong, Kaylee?
Oh, they have a very hard time with this. You look, and the president said, I'd probably do both. I would listen. I'd also give it to the FBI. But, of course, the media here blows this up while completely ignoring the Steele dossier, the paid-for dirt by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. They sent a foreign spy roving around the globe, collecting Russian misinformation from an oligarch, from a finance official, and a foreign official, all from Russia. But you just don't hear about it because the onus of the scrutiny is always on President Trump and never on the Democrats.
Speaking of which, Tuesday night's going to be a big night. You've even invited me to come be there and cover it exclusively. Kaylee, what are we going to get on Tuesday night?
Oh, that's right. This is going to be history in the making. The president announcing his second presidential bid. We all remember the first time he did it, coming down that escalator in Trump Tower, where I just left from, actually. And Tuesday night, we hope you're there. It's going to be history again.
This time, 30, 40, 50,000 of his closest friends in attendance with him. Should be fun. And that's,
right. More than 100,000 RSVPs.
Oh, man. And the place only holds 20, so they're already upside down on it. Hey, Kaylee, have a great weekend, and tell your dad happy Father's Day. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us each and every day. And as we are heading into this Father's Day weekend, friend, I hope for the dads listening among us that you not only get to enjoy the pleasure of your children saying thank you to you for hopefully a job well done, but I hope it's also a bit of a meaningful time for you to evaluate what you can do better and how you can continue to have impact in their lives. You know, kids never lose the need for their dad, regardless of how long they live, how old they get. That influence is just so huge. And, in all the confusion around us today, it's really one of those things that I think you can't overstate. The Quillette News Service filed a story earlier today where you now have progressive women. Finally, progressive women are standing up saying, hey, wait a second. We're not going to let these so-called women that insist upon being called women in pronoun and name, but are biologically and anatomically male. We're not going to let them continue to just have free reign. And I'm glad to see this because it's about time women's groups of all stripes stood up and said something. But that was a British group, and I have a feeling they're not going to be very happy. Actually, they're going to be very happy to try to encourage Americans to vote for Beto O'Rourke. The very simple reason is that in today's Daily Caller, he has now made a promise. His LGBTQMICKEYMOUSE plan includes forcing schools by the weight of law, federal law. Think about it. He's running for president. What is he going to impact? Federal law. I'm going to force federal authorities to let male athletes compete in girls' sports. Now, you talk about a guy who really is missing the boat going both directions. First of all, you're going to tell dads of daughters that their daughters are now going to have to compete against their sons in lacrosse and soccer. They're going to compete with and against boys that have bigger bone density and muscle structure than their daughters. You're going to tell the girls you're not going to get to qualify for college scholarships because all the top spaces will be taken by those anatomical males that are just calling themselves girls. See, friends, one of the ways we can help this Father's Day weekend mean something is for every dad to take his daughter, to call her princess, to take her for ice cream, to tell her how important it is that she be fully the woman that the Creator made her to be, and to do the same thing for his sons but in a different manner. We can't keep calling good evil and evil good and expect our society to survive. And dads, it's up to us. I'm Kevin McCullough. Happy Father's Day. We'll see you Monday.